We'll call the Board of Supervisors back to session. Recording closed, Mr.
We went in closed at 10:30. We came out at 12:35, and there's no reportable action.
Thank you. Well, on this subject, we'll do the public hearing. Open the public hearing, Ms. Wendy.
Yeah, this is a continued public hearing, and this is dealing with new production wells in all unincorporated territory of the County of Siskiyou, located within the Scott Valley Area Plan. This would be the second reading of that proposed ordinance.
Presentation of staff report, Mr. Dean.
Good afternoon, Board of Supervisors. Rick Dean, Community Development Director. What we have before us here is a second reading of a public hearing extended from May 3rd, 2022, dealing with the adoption of an uncodified ordinance establishing a temporary moratorium for production wells in Scott Valley. At this time, with further consideration with issues raised by ELF concerning not going through the EIR process for this, and also further consideration with staff, we're recommending that we dismiss this public hearing and pull back and seek direction from the board to pursue a program EIR countywide to address the groundwater extraction for wells and siting. So what we're proposing is this motion be denied and replaced with potential direction from the board to move forward with the program EIR countywide to establish guidelines for well siting and also construction standards. That said, the reasoning for staff to do this is financial, for one. I think if we get into a situation where we do focused EIRs on each basin, it will be more expensive to do. I think it's probably better to step back and address this countywide. Also like to point out that the current dynamics of the state we're in regarding production wells, if you will, is very contentious. We have an order from the governor, for one, to process well permits, making certain that they're compatible with the GSP plan, and then also evaluate them for impacts on adjacent wells to environmental health. That's a level of scrutiny that's already in place. In addition to that, we already have an internal process through natural resources to address public trust doctrine well concerns to be evaluated and considered before permits are issued for those. Thirdly, you may know AB 2201 is on the books through the governor's office, basically to establish in place, codify, if you will, the governor's orders is in place right now. The major difference with that is it's asking all jurisdictions to post online on the website every permit that we're going to issue 30 days to receive public comment. I'm saying all this to let you know that any production well that's going to occur in Siskiyou County is already currently under heavy scrutiny before the permits are issued. So with that, I would just ask you to consider staff's recommendation to do a program EIR countywide for groundwater construction wells and also siting.
All right. I'll go along with your recommendation. I'm going to go through the list here. Presentation of correspondence.
Just that email that everybody received this morning from ELF, or I believe it came last night.
All right. Presentation reports by any other county departments or public agencies?
None online.
Proponents, arguments, and or evidence?
None online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence?
I do have one.
All right. Mr. Nat King?
Through the chair, though, are we going through this as a public hearing with regard to these recommendations? Because I've heard that we're taking a step back. So are we in the hearing itself, or what's the status?
That's, I would take public comment one way or the other. Whether you wish to first go through the public hearing and then entertain the motion that's been recommended by staff, it's up to your discretion.
All right, thank you.
Ms. Nettman.
Continue.
Yeah.
Nat Kane, you may unmute and use your turn to speak.
Good afternoon, Board of Supervisors. Thank you again for the opportunity to comment here. I want to reiterate the comments that I made this morning, which is that I believe that Mr. Dean has recommended a good path forward on this ordinance. We have advocated for environmental review of new production wells in Scott and Shasta for quite a long time, and we think that this is a good opportunity to make that happen. I do want to point out that it's my reading of CEQA that once the county does commit to developing an EIR, they need to pause approving wells while that's in development. Because obviously the environmental impacts of those new wells will not be known until the EIR is complete. And with respect to the governor's executive order and the potential legislation that's out there, again, I think that complying with those laws is an exercise of discretion that could itself require CEQA review. So I really hope that the county can do this review quickly and get production well construction back up and running with an understanding of its impacts on the environment, on the flows in these important rivers. And with that caveat, I would support Mr. Dean's proposal. Thank you very much again for the opportunity to comment.
Thank you, Mr. King. Ms. Elizabeth?
Nick Joslin, you may unmute, and it is your turn to speak.
Hi, this is Nick Joslin, Mount Shasta, California. I'd also just like to echo what Nat Kane said. I appreciate the effort that Rick Dean's put into the considerations he's made about this ordinance. I also think pausing on production wells would be a wise idea while this programmatic CEQA process was worked on. And so I'd like to thank you all for the time.
Thank you, Mr. Jocelyn. Any other public comments?
None online.
We have no rebuttals by opponents or proponents.
None online.
Ms. Winnie, I'll go ahead and close the hearing. And discussion by board members or motions.
Well, I would just say this, that I'm glad that we're looking more moving forward to when we do something on a countywide basis. Mr. Dean makes a good case that, you know, if we're going to do this, we only want to do it once because it's going to cost us a lot of money and time. I think where I disagree with the commenters is that we don't have a whole lot of quote-unquote wells. And I, you know, when I think of wells, I think of my local residential wells. And then they'll call them the industrial wells. I don't think we have a whole lot of pressure on that front. So I'm comfortable with what we have, what you presented, that there's a criteria that they got to go through, because this doesn't happen overnight, unfortunately. And by as much as we want to do everything right, we cannot hold up people that need to get things done. So I'm comfortable moving forward with what you proposed here.
Okay. Any other discussion with board members?
I agree. I just need to know what you want as far as a motion.
What is the motion?
Yeah. Are we canceling this, or how do we do that?
I'll try to summarize Rick's motion. If I get it wrong, he can step in. I think the motion would be to withdraw this ordinance and direct staff to pursue a programmatic EIR to develop well standards, to develop a well standards ordinance and associated guidelines that will cover the entire county.
Discussion by board members for motion?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. The motion. We have a second?
I'll second.
We have a second. Roll call vote.
Okay. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobsaf?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Okay.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
I'll be an aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Report on any board and staff reports?
heading to San Luis Obispo for a CSAT regional meeting. It's the first one they've had in 2.5 years.
What'll be their subject down there?
I can't think of offhand. It has to do with employment and, you know, planning of, you know, how do you get employees, retain employees. Okay. So it fits in well with what everyone's struggling with right now.
Okay. Any other board, any staff?
Angela Davis, County Administrator. It is my extreme pleasure to be able to announce that the governor signed SB 207 yesterday evening. So that is something to absolutely celebrate. SB 207 allows the board to transfer the duties of the road commissioner to the director of public works, who does not now have to have any type of special licensure, and any civil engineering functions would be performed by a registered civil engineer under the direction of the director of public works, which is huge. So we're one of the few counties throughout California, so I'm just very pleased that our governor signed that bill last night. So wanted to share that great news.
Any other board reports?
You did that all by yourself too, huh?
With the help of our lobbyist, yes, of pushing it up.
Yep.
And Valenzuela as well, trying to make phone calls to
Thank you.
Senator Valley, it was Senator Dolly's bill.
Correct. So.
Good. Good.
Yes.
Any other board reports?
Just two quick ones. In talking with a homeowner in Happy Camp, just information, I'm happy to report that it was 6 weeks to get through the building permit process to build a home. And thank you to the building department staff for addressing that, and the owner is very appreciative of being back in the home and out of their trailer, out of their travel trailer. On the other front, with the closure of the airport, impending closure of the airport down there, it's imperative that we look at EMS services to the community. Brought to my attention, and maybe something we need to focus on. I've already talked with Brian Shoshone, is we still need to have some kind of an MOU presence or something to be able to use a helipad that the Forest Service owns down there, and that they're going to maintain for medical evacuations.
That's
it for me.
One quick thing. I've had a couple of calls from residents where Pacific Power has gone through and cut back vegetation, but left slash piles. I guess their contractor and left them behind. But if you contact Pacific Corps, Todd Andrews, they'll have the contractor come in and pick it up because that was part of their obligation. So anybody that's having that problem on the public front, that, you know, reach out, because it's a way to get rid of it.
So is it over?
Oh, pass.
And for me, just one update and one request. Antelope Tenant Fire, they had a town hall there in Doris, the Forest Service did for the Antelope Tenant Fire, talking about their plan for treatment after the fire. And then one question I had on that, SOPA. I know we did it, do they come out quarterly?
They do come out quarterly, yes.
Okay, and did we set the practice of having that? Okay, just want to confirm. So I know we'll have
set
public comment
on the agenda quarterly, correct.
Awesome, okay, just want to confirm us on the agenda quarterly, and because I'm sure there'll be plenty of opportunities to come in on several fires.
Sorry. I do have one more. Just a kind of a shout out to Caltrans. You know, I've had a kind of tumultuous past with them in the 8 years I've sat here, mainly not getting responses. But recently I had an issue with a home mover who was moving a large historic home in Scott Valley. And Wesley Stroud, the local representative for us that does the public relations piece. I gave him a call and we played phone tag back and forth in conversations for about a week or better, but I got a shout out to him, thank you. He addressed the situation, tracked it down. It was difficult to track down, and it looks like the project's moving forward at this point. So Yeah, good for him. End of report.
Sounds good. Happy note. With that, we'll adjourn.